Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, MIA, on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real G's showing love, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the dope boys be coming out, all the homegirls be showing love. But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm here. So let me tell them who I'm here. Rubber band, man, wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my other hand. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Monday today, so you know what that means.
I can't wait to get their phone call. I can't wait until they say, Marcus, what is
this? Thanks to the Melt 502 team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Come try the new hot brown egg roll. Tons of other awesome gourmet sandwiches at Melt 502, located in the heart of Fern Creek, right behind Moby Dick at 6318 Bardstown Road. Mention the ESPN Louisville special, and you get 10% off your next order. Order online at melt502.com.
Double cheeseburger, fellas, please. Please.
I am maybe some salads. Send some salads. I bet they make salad. I bet they make good salads.
I want catfish.
Well, I know you do. All right. Some of us are trying.
Melt 502.
Some of us are going to Cancun in January, and we're trying to get ourselves a little right.
I need catfish. And double cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Texas says, worst song ever. Bob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show, and happy holidays.
It's the same to you.
Absolutely.
On the talk of Satterfield, I would say, you know, give him an extension of no more than 2 years. Let him get this new recruiting class in. It's got, you know, running backs, it's got wide receivers, and it's got linemen, which we are sorely need more of. And whatever Satterfield did this year to make the defense play better, mm-hmm, and getting involved, make sure he continues to do that. And then the other question I have is, per quarterback, does Satterfield go out and get a transfer, graduate transfer, or a transfer quarterback from another school? Because you're asking an awful lot of Pierce Clarkson, mm-hmm, to come in as a freshman, and I'm not really sold on Brock Doman. Or as they say on ESPN, Brock Doman.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Bob, I appreciate the call.
I'm trying to think here. How do I want to approach this? I would hope that you are able to go out and get a 1 year grad.
Quarterback conversation is a problem too.
Yeah.
Quarterback conversation is a problem.
I don't want this whole recruit thing to be one of those things where
boomer bust appears.
Well, you're not allowed to recruit somebody else. I don't want that. I don't like that.
You under his thumb.
Yeah,
if that's the case.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm not a big, like, I would hope we can go out and get an impact transfer guy. Look, if Pierce can win the job as a freshman, true freshman, like, by all means, like, I'm in with it. That's fine. There's not a ton of true freshman quarterbacks running around out there, you know.
Ready to play. Ready to lead your team to 8 wins.
It tends to work a little better if you are in an Alabama or you are at a place like that where you're like, okay, we're just putting studs everywhere and we're going to put you in there. You know, but even they don't love to do that. I mean, the kid right now that's starting for him, I mean, he's set a year. You know, I mean, I don't love a true freshman coming in. I'm not saying it can't work, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to see him win the job. If you don't land a quarterback, Pierce Clarkson is going to be a quarterback.
There's got to be three quarterbacks in there that can win the job or something. Like, ugh.
Yeah, like give me.
I'm still bigger on the physicality than the quarterback room. I think Satterfield, again, I think he's very system-centric. I don't think he needs the superstar quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, like in his system. You need a guy to make throws and make decisions. Tony, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm really conflicted about the football situation because I know a lot of people like Satterfield. He seems like a great guy, and I've been one that supported him the whole time. Like even when he was at App State before we hired him, I supported him. And really, my only complaint I have about him is the performance against UK. And the problem is, it's horrible timing to throw in a bad performance because now, you know, the fans don't want to go to the bowl game. They're frustrated. Whereas if you'd have won that game, I mean, gosh, that'd have been huge. That'd have been such momentum. And I was looking back at all the coaches, starting with this robbery with UK, the modern robbery, right? Starting with Ron Cooper, and Ron Cooper was 2-1 against Kentucky, and John L. was 3-2 against Kentucky, and Bobby was like 7-1 against Kentucky. The only coach that hasn't beaten UK was Cragthorpe. And then I looked at the point spread, and Cragthorpe has lost. He lost his three games by like 38 points or something. And Satterfield, I think it's like 76 points. So my thing is, I do think he deserves to come back. But I think, for me, it's a must-win next year. He has to beat Kentucky. I mean, that's just inexcusable, man. It's just awful. And I hate the fact that even though it was only a 13-point loss, I just never felt confident that we were going to win that game in the second half, and I didn't know what the heck was going on with Malik. I don't know why he didn't start. I don't know why he pulled him after he started playing.
Yeah, the Malik thing was odd. That was odd.
Yeah. So it just – I don't know, man. I'm just really disappointed. I hope we win the bowl game and that can salvage the season, but the UK performances just are not cutting it for me.
Appreciate it, man.
But yeah, appreciate it. Tony, appreciate it.
Yeah, I did feel that was weird. Like – if Malik,
sorry. See.
If Malik can go, then he can go. If he can't go, then he can't go. So why wait 2 or 3 possessions? You could tell Brock Doman could not win that football game. You put Malik in, you go score. Yeah, Malik throws a terrible interception, but you know, even at the end of that game, you were still score wise kind of in it. Why not keep playing Malik? Or
I heard someone say that he got hurt on his interception.
Okay, well then he shouldn't have been playing in the first place. I mean, no,
like he just literally.
Why didn't
got
he
injured.
Start? If he could play, why didn't he start?
He didn't have the preparation of the game plan.
It looked a little desperate. It did. It looked a little desperate.
It made sense why they pulled him though. I mean, he hurt his shoulder on the tackling the dude after the interception. Like, right? I mean, like, at that point.
Yeah, I guess if he gets hurt there, but why not?
Is it bad to think, though?
It's weird. It was odd.
I totally agree with you, but is it weird to think that, okay, that touchdown they had, the scramble, uh-huh. Brock scrambles, and then he finds T. Huddy deep, which was uh-huh. a great play.
Great play all around.
Is it terrible to think that doesn't happen if Malik's still in? Because, I mean, that's the exact play that he holds onto the ball too long. So, I mean, like...
Yeah, I mean,
like, I'm trying to think. I mean, I know they sacked Brock a few times,
but you clearly had no shot with Brock Nelson. You could see that early. Like, it was like, you have no chance with him. You cannot win this football game.
I agree with you, yeah, but I mean, was there like, that big a difference with? I mean, sadly, with Malik in.
I mean, you drove right down the field and scored.
Everybody else threw a pick, and I mean, he had as many turnovers as Brock did, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to be pessimistic.
Brock played three quarters. Malik played one.
That's fair, I guess.
And like, you know, you're like, I don't know. I just.
I get what you're saying.
I feel like Malik gave you a better shot. But, I mean, if he couldn't play. I mean, if he gets hurt on the interception, cool, you pull him. But, like, why did he come in? Like, why didn't you just start him if he was playing?
I
don't understand it. Like, you had to have known Brock couldn't win that football game. Like, right? Like, I don't. Maybe they thought he could, which worries me even worse.
Jacob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Am I crazy? I don't know.
You know, everyone's complaining about the coaches, but I went to four games this year, and our stadium was half full. So I just want to say Scott's doing an amazing job recruiting, bringing all these recruits into a half full stadium. Like, I'm shocked that he was able to get the number one running back in the country with the half full stadium. And I'm just saying, if our stadium was full every game this year, our record would not be 7-5. We would have finished stronger against Florida State, won that game. Who knows if that would have had a better outcome at Boston College as well. But I think it's time for fans to stop the complaining about the coaching and to show up for the game. How are we doing all these additions to the stadium and we can't even fill it? We were half filled for every game this year. If that stadium was fully filled, sold out, our record would be totally different, I think, right now.
Did you go to the Florida State game?
Yep. I was at the Florida State game. I was at the
You think the attendance was bad at Florida State?
Yeah, because I was one of the people who walked out at halftime, actually, because I was like, oh, this game's over. I want to go home and check out this other game. And, I mean, it was half full the whole time.
Wait, what?
I should have stayed for the Florida State game, but I was up in the Pepsi Club, and it's terrible.
Wait a minute.
I was at Friends Circus of the Pepsi Club, and you can't see the stadium from up there. Like, it's so high up.
Usually we're
in, like, the 100s, but I was at every other game, and it was half full. But when I walked out at halftime, the only reason I mentioned that is there were crowds of people walking out with me at halftime, so it wasn't just me walking out.
Snitching on other people. That's all you did was complain
Jacob, man.
I was at every other game. I'm questioning how many people are calling in with every single game this year. Did I leave early at one? Yeah. It was a backup quarterback. How do you not beat a backup quarterback?
Now you're blaming everybody else but yourself. And it's okay because other people did it too.
I went to every game this year. I left at halftime because we were up in the Pepsi Club, and you can't see from up there. I don't know how people enjoy that. I like being in the 100 section, and I look at every other game, and I was at the first half of the Florida State game. When we took out Jordan Travis, it should have been an easy. I don't know how you come back and you get beat by a backup quarterback.
There is no saving this call.
Jacob, I appreciate it, man.
Jacob, you know.
Yeah, shame. Shame. You can't call in and criticize everybody. Florida State was like 55,000 almost.
That was a good crowd. That was the crowd we wanted.
Yeah, and then saying I left.
But a whole lot of people did too, so it's okay.
I'm not even hating on him either. I understand. I don't like the, hey, we would be better if fans would come. Like, well, fans will come if you win games. Like, you know. Don't go on the road. Nobody came to Boston College. Boston College beats your you know what in front of about 50 people. So like,
I want some pros.
Yeah.
I want some pros, Steve.
Yeah.
I need to be in a draft.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, he might get somebody drafted this year. Yaya, it's gonna get drafted. Yasir was Bobby's guy. I mean, not that Satterfield don't get credit for Yasir. I mean, like, but
Yasir.
I'm talking guys he recruited here.
Yasir, I'm going to take these calls, and I'm going to go to the tweet of Yasir's dad. Did you see that?
Destiny? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got up next? Chuck, fire away, my man.
Guys. No. Satterfield's had his time here. He's one game away from being mediocre again this year, and we act like he's had a great year, and poor Scott, let's keep him. Let's see what the New recruits, dude, no. The guy's a mediocre coach. Come on, let's say it. He's a mediocre coach. It's not the fans' fault. It's not the guys on the radio's fault. It's not, you know, the concession stand's fault. You know, the guy's not putting out the product. He's not putting out the product. And Marcus said, you got to win games and people will come. I mean, that's, you know, step 101. That's page one in the book. He's not winning games. Why? He went for small and fast. That was his great step forward. We're going to be a small and fast team.
Well, he always said from the beginning, we need length. He has said we need length. We need to get length. He's been saying that for years.
Well, the thing I think back to is the home game we had against Notre Dame a couple of years ago. And I saw us lining up for the first series of plays. And the
Hold on.
Guys, and the guys really had a lot. You know, some of our guys may have, on the offensive line, may have the right weight, mm-hmm. but it's all belly. It's not the kind of guys that can pull you out of the way and knock your ass down and go get the quarterback. And Yaya and Yasir, I don't know what we're going to do without them next year. And is Montgomery coming back? Is we got him? And we lose Cantrell.
We're losing a lot.
Yeah, we're losing a lot. But there, I mean, there is stuff that can come back. But I do agree with you.
That's the biggest difference I've seen in Scott Satterfield since he's been here, and that's the lack of push on the offensive line and the lack of push on the defensive line.
You don't think our offensive line had good push?
Yeah, every 4 years you have a decent offensive line. You know, okay. And they did okay. You know, they're good guys, and I'm all for them. And it's one thing to push against even Wake Forest and North Carolina State. It's another thing when you line up against Clemson and Kentucky. You know, I could even take a 6-6 record if we beat Kentucky. And, you know, we get humiliated year after year. Okay, we didn't get blown out this year, but that's not anything to celebrate after 4 years. And I'm all for Jeff Brohm. I am. He's coached up in the Big Ten. He knows how to coach line play. He had a quarterback here a couple of years ago that was one of the tops in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that. I think we stuck with Malik 1 year too long. I think he stayed 1 year too long, and we've got nobody behind him. Doman's a good guy, nice kid, but he's no, you know, quarterback that's going to beat anybody good.
Well,
and that's my little rant.
Appreciate the call. And I will say this: I mean, since it's been brought up 50 times, I mean, you got to find ways to win. And even, I mean, you want to talk about Jeff Brohm for a second? He just won the West. You can laugh about it with a walk-on running back and a walk-on quarterback. Like, you got to be able to find ways, okay? So, like, you say...
Wait, what?
Yeah, Aiden O'Connell. And that little running back they have, they're walk-ons. Like, he just won the West. So, like, but you got to be able to find a way to scheme
the West
with,
of what?
The Big Ten. You have to be able to scheme around something. So, okay, don't tell me like, well, we were without this guy and this guy, so that was the problem.
Because that's always going to be the problem.
Figure out a way. So, I mean, what are we going to do, you know? I mean, are we just going to play scared to have injuries? Like, you figure out a way to win anyways.
Yeah. That's why I say the injuries, like, I don't really do that much because I'm like, yeah, practice harder and get injured and get healthy. Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9.
That was Chuck.
Joe, fire away, my man.
I think it's been idiot hour on your all show with these guys calling in that saying Sat needs to go.
Let's just call it passionate and frustrated hour, okay?
That's what I am, passionate uh-huh. about this football team. Right. That's why I'm not ready for us to start all over again. Lose the greatest recruiting class that's ever been assembled at Louisville. And this is why I'm going to tell you why. So you need to go ahead and extend Satterfield. And I know everybody's, shut the hell up right now. But he needs to be extended because we need to keep the assistant coaches in. Coach Souders, look what he did, you know, to the bodies of these young men in just 1 year. So he's going to be high on the market. And if his head coach isn't locked in, What's going to make him stay? What's going to make Coach McGriff stay? You know, maybe we need to look at a quarterback coach, you know, in upgrading that coaching position, because there hasn't been a dynamic, you know, leap forward with Malik and Doman and their decision making out on the field. Mm-hmm. But so I'm not ready for him to start over. Half of our starters basically this year are sophomores. Okay, so they're going to have another year. We've got the best freshman class coming in. Like I said, definitely want to keep Coach Souders. And who was that, Steve, that just said something about he won the West with a walk-on and running back and quarterback? That tells you about baby Brohm's freaking recruiting up there. He should, you know, if he was all this great, you know, coach and everything, which I can't stand him for the way he played us in the media the last time, so he can keep his ass in Purdue, and, you know, we can build a freaking wall across the bridge to make sure he never comes back here. But y'all need to start being smart. We need to keep Sat here. The defense is an incredible turnaround. Tweak the offense
a
little bit.
Who's y'all when you say y'all need to start being smart?
All those fans from the first out. I think there was one. I'm a truck driver, so I'm in and out, so I don't hear all the calls. But there was one guy in the first hour, like at about 9:40, that called in and was talking some sense. But this guy that just got off the phone and
we don't start till 10.
West End, whoever, Wesley or whatever his name was.
Well, Joe, would you at least admit there's a lot of people right now listening that don't think you're making sense? Like, tell me, can they have an opinion too?
Yeah, because they're worried about us beating Kentucky.
Yeah, okay,
you know, yeah, that would be great. It would be great, but the ACC is where we need to win. We need to beat Clemson. And, yeah, I want to beat Kentucky as much as anybody. I had to deal out some, you know, sodas. We bet sodas at work. I had to deal out some sodas this morning. You know, big deal. But, you know, so
if you can't beat a six-win Kentucky, though, if you can't beat a six-win Kentucky, then we can't talk about beating Clemson.
It's one game. It's one game. We are on the right track. You know, he had his back to the wall. He stepped up. Our defense has changed. We're getting a quarterback that's coming in Clarkson, and nobody's even mentioning Caleb Johnson. I don't know why he wasn't in the, you know, the depth thing this year, right. But if he's any good.
Isn't that, don't you question that a little bit? Isn't that interesting?
Well, we know Clarkson can make every pass that a quarterback needs to make. He can throw short. He can throw long. We haven't had that, and that's why I say maybe we need to look at a new quarterback coach. That's the only thing I would be changing.
Do you know who the quarterback? You know who works with the quarterbacks right now, Joe?
It's not Sat.
It's Satterfield.
What's the other guy's name that's listed as a quarterback coach? Is it Pete
Scott? Oh, Pete Thomas and Scott Satterfield. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Pete. That's
what
I'm saying.
Okay, hang on, Joe, let me ask you. Do you know who recruited that entire Bosco group?
Yeah, Pete. He can move over to recruiting coordinator or something. I don't know. But he doesn't have to be the quarterback coach if we're not developing.
So you didn't take away. Appreciate the call, Joe.
Yep. You see what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing here? I mean, I feel you'd be passionate.
He's just frustrated. Yeah, passionate and frustrated.
But don't call in and call the callers idiots. And then
is that
and
Pete?
Like, hang on, man. Like,
B, fire away.
Hey, I'm going to say one thing. Well, no, I ain't going to say one thing. That caller was an idiot. Y'all should have hung up on him as soon as he starts speaking. Look, dude,
he's a passionate
I've been a
fan. All passionate.
87. Right? I went to the games as a kid in the 70s, Bob Weber and all of them. This guy, I've had season tickets. I ain't been to a game in 3 years. I'm not going until he's gone. He don't have it, right? We went through Schnellenberger. I booed Ron Cooper off the field. You know what I'm saying? Cragthorpe, first one booing him. This guy... He's a nice guy.
This isn't a good argument.
Out of all of them, he's the one. I like him as a person. But as a coach, I can't get behind him. Either you're going to have a General Patton, or you're going to have one.
You booed Charlie Strong, too, didn't you?
Right
now. Be honest. You booed Charlie Strong, didn't you?
And all these people just saying that the fans are silly for not going, I got high standards. Why am I going to go watch something that I already know? The outcome.
Who's the best Louisville football coach of all time?
And I'm a Brown man. You know,
best
Brown ain't got nothing to do with it. I'll take anybody. Hell, I'll take Stoops over him. And Stoops is horrible. But all these people calling in talking about, oh, unless you at the game. No. Because if that was the case, Krakstorp would still be here. People was coming to the games at first. They was backing him. Anybody say anything about Krakstorp, they jump all over. And then over time, people seen that he wasn't worth a quarter. Open y'all eyes. The man don't have it. Very nice guy, family man. But far as taking this program where it needs to go, he don't have it. NIL is what's getting these kids here. Period. You can put anybody in there, and them kids is going to come here. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a good day. Hey, one more thing. And the same thing, people just getting on this guy, getting on Kenny Payne, and he just got here, is the same people that's backing this clown up, and he's been here for 4 years. Good day.
Appreciate the call. Let's take our last commercial break. Jason Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano of the Sports Center Update, brought to you by Corford Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. Governor's Cup stain in Lexington. UK beating U of L 26-13 on the gridiron. Postgame, Scott Satterfield saying the difference between victory and defeat in this one was turnovers and chunk plays.
You know, first half, I thought our defense played really good, other than the one play. That was a 70-yard play. We were in a man coverage, and our guy lost his tight end. They end up hitting. If you're in man coverage, there's not anything else back there. And then we missed the tackle by the free safety. But I think, you know, the difference in the game, obviously, is the turnovers. I mean, you know, three turnovers, and we didn't create any. That spells doom.
Cards also losing freshman defensive tackle Caleb Banks to the transfer portal. He was a three-star composite 2021 recruit. What's next for the Cards? CBS projecting them to play Oregon State in the Sun Bowl December 30th. Hoops Bellarmine falls to number 19 UCLA 81-60. Cardinal men hosting number 23 Maryland tomorrow. Coverage begins 5:30 on 93.9 The Ville. Also, the Jeff Walsh Show 7-8 tonight on 93.9 The Ville. ESPN has also officially announced the creation of the ACC-SEC Challenge for both women's and men's basketball beginning in the 2023-24 season. And volleyball, they're getting a one seed in the NCAA tourney. They're going to host round one and round two at the LNN Federal Credit Union Arena.
The real estate market has shifted with interest rates rising, so having the right real estate agent is paramount to a successful transaction. So call Josh Jarbo. Josh is a licensed realtor and the broker owner of RE/MAX Alliance. He wants to make your home buying and selling process as efficient as possible by offering a guaranteed sale program and instant offers on commercial listings. And if that wasn't enough, up to a $5,000 seller's credit by mentioning you heard it right here. And if you're looking for financing, Josh can cover that too. His new mortgage brokerage, Motto Mortgage A2Z, has licensed loan originators that can take care of all your financing needs. So don't wait any longer. Contact Josh Jarbo at 502-216-7590 or Josh Jarbo at remax.net.
Each office is independently owned and operated. NMLS number 225-6125.
Most people don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or sewage pump until they have to. Well, I have a team that never stops thinking about it. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. With over 35 years of experience, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, a premier Ashland pump shop, includes sump, sewage, grinder pumps, and many more to service all residential, municipal, commercial, and industrial needs. Next time you think about pumps, think Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. Hey, always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been Days of Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So have you got it out of your system?
You know, well, here's where I'm at. Here's where I'm at.
Does the bowl matter?
Yeah.
What matters about the bowl?
Well, to me,
if we get out physicaled by a weaker team, are you going to be looking at that? Or are you going to, you know, like, you going to have judgment for the bowl?
Well, sure. But here's my thing. I'm just going by my own
emotion.
I don't think there's going to be a change made at coaching. So,
no,
like,
you're right.
So if that's the case, then I'm ready to just start going into, okay, how do we get better next year mode? You know, and you do that over the bowl games. I don't necessarily get too over one way or the other over a win-loss in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you lose a good game in the bowl, I feel like you get better. But, I mean, especially years like this, so many – the bowl this year for Louisville is going to be so little because I don't know who's not going to play, first off.
That's,
you know,
that's,
Cooley
that's,
and Mitchell's already gone. Tyon Evans is gone.
Why is Cooley leaving?
Well, you got the number one running back in the country coming in. I mean, that'll do it. We don't know about Hudson, what he's going to do. Let me be clear. Hudson's one of the ones I'm like, y'all need to get on that NIL horse and give him a fat check to come back. At least give him the option.
I don't know. Set has proven he can go find them anywhere.
Oh, I agree. But might as well keep the one you got.
We can get a new one for cheaper.
I don't know if you can get a new one. Like, let's keep him. So I would like to do that. I would like to maybe that he's one that I think that's an option there. But does the defensive guys, we don't know. So I, and here's the thing. So many new pieces are coming in next year. It's not like you're going to see a ton of guys that it's like, okay, these are big pieces for next year in the bowl game. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
With that said, I think once the recruiting class gets here, it will be an infusion of excitement back into the program, you know, especially if you go ahead and sign all these guys. That's a big thing. I think they will for the most part.
Are we a fan base that gets excited about recruits in football?
Well, top guys, number one running backs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you land, you keep the guys you have. And of course, you may get a flip or something. I mean, that's going to happen. I don't put that
everywhere,
on the stat.
Everywhere.
Yeah, because you'll flip somebody from somewhere else. But you keep these guys, you go finish it off with a Reuben Bain or another guy or two, and you go, okay, this is a big time class. And then they all start showing up. And I think for the spring, you get some excitement. I'm ready to get out there. You do got to win in the transfer
portal.
You have
to do better about spring game open practices, too.
Well, yeah, I don't
come on, Lottie.
That. But I trust Satterfield in the portal. So, I mean, it's not one of those things where I just don't see how excitement can be built for next year. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
We were worried about this summer building up excitement
and
for
they
this
did it.
Year.
And they did it. So this year, I mean, and last year, you couldn't have convinced me there was going to be any excitement
you're right.
Had he not had the recruiting class or we're sitting here at 4 or 5 wins, I think I would be a little more harsher on, like, you got to make a change.
So you're saying that recruiting class is the, like,
coupled the, with you won 7 games, you go win the bowl game, that could be an 8th win, you know, like, I do think that is, again, the schedule. You open up in the first 2 weeks of the season, you're going to get to do neutral site up in Lucas Oil, down in Mercedes-Benz. I mean, you know, you're going to get to do some of that stuff. So it's like, I think you can build some excitement going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to this point, I feel like I trust Josh Hurd. I mean, if he thinks a move needs, I'm sure he'll meet with Satterfield. And I'm sure Satterfield will have to give him some sort of a plan going forward as well. If Josh Hurd doesn't like that plan, because let me be clear, by not making a move.
It's flipped. Yeah,
seats are not going to be filled. Like yeah, you know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're so you're saying they're accepting.
Yeah.
Early
seats are not going to be filled. Okay. You're going to have to deal with
it. I don't know, Steve.
Yeah, I do.
You bring Ruben Owens in.
Okay. Well, I'll bet you any amount of money you want right now. There's not a game that's sold out next year. Not one.
Sold out is tough.
For a big game. You know, I mean. It's one of those.
Who's our first home game?
Murray State.
That'll be packed.
Yeah,
that's the in-state rival.
Oh yeah, it'd be packed. You won't be able to get in the doors. But
the alley's gonna be flooded.
But here's the thing,
like, Murray State fans.
You're conceding to that.
And that's Josh not, Hurd.
Yeah.
Mm.
But if you believe in him and you believe in the plan. Then you say, yeah, look, we're willing to take a few of those because we do think it's going to get back to where bigger, you know, where the crowds are more like 45, 50 is a lower crowd. Okay, that's fine. And I mean, then I'm good with it. I'm good with what I last year at this time, I didn't trust the whole administration. So I'm like, I don't know what y'all are going to do.
There was nobody in here that you trusted.
I don't know what y'all are going to do with this thing. The AD don't like the president. The president don't like the AD. Everybody's fighting. Nobody wants to do it. Like, what's going on here, man?
Now nearly rocking with the Proud Boys.
Yeah, right. Right. I know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Now, here's the thing.
I'm going to have to go read up the details of that story. I know.
This year, I do. I trust Josh Hurd. I trust that the administration is in place.
What is Vince Tyree up to right now?
If you make a move, you make a move. If not, I'm here for it. Like, look, you know.
What do you think Vince up to?
Probably making a lot of money. He's a genius. A businessman. Yeah, he's probably making a ton of money.
What Tom up to?
He is in Clearwater, kicked up on the beach right now.
What's Charlie up to?
He's in Miami.
What's Bobby up to?
In Missouri State.
What Rick up to?
I own it. For now. I own it. His I own a farewell tour did going he, on
did
right
he
now.
Did he turn down the I own extension, Steve?
On the last Sports Center clip, why did Nick bury the Louisville women's volleyball as the number one seed in the NCAA tourney behind the other stories?
Only because I had a soundbite for the football. That's what we were talking about.
What seed is the Kentucky women's volleyball team?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's not. Huh? Not for here.
You should know this.
Take that to Bob's show.
You should know this.
I don't have the volleyball field up.
Take that crap and go hang out with Bob.
But I do know that they got.
Boo.
I mentioned that.
Why are we booing Bob? I don't know.
I started booing Bob. I just was looking at Nikki and I was just like. Let me start somewhere. let me just pick a fight with him. Bob's over. Let me guess. Bob stayed over in Hawaii a couple extra days.
New York pizza sucks. Chicago pizza. All right, that's better.
No. Maui Val.
I know. That's awesome. That's kind of where I'm at. It's kind of where I'm at.
Just big picture. No need to freak out, but.
No, I trust the people in charge right now. I trust the people in charge, and I believe, you know, hey, you'll make the right decisions.
And here's the problem, and all this is my dismount for today's show as far as the Kentucky game.
UK is a 3 seed. Western's a 6 seed.
I'm surprised you didn't shoehorn that into the Sports Center.
Trying to see where IU is. But yeah, Louisville women, number one seed. Hosting rounds 1 and 2 at the L&N Federal Credit Union Arena. I was going to put a link in the Sports Center on where you can get tickets, but little problem, it's already sold out. Going to be lit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, seriously.
That's awesome. Also, lost my train of thought. Dismount. Mm-hmm. Dismount for the football conversation. My dismount for the football conversation is a little different from most people's. Everything stops springtime violence. We have to reorganize the way we. This is my plea to the coach. Mm-hmm. We gotta hit like I coach. I get it. you don't want guys injured. Our mentality is not championship mentality.
No, I'm going to beat that drum all summer with you.
I'm sorry.
Practice is, we have to develop a more violent practice culture at U of L. Because when we get into these bigger games, it shows. Yeah.
It shows.
And you can get mad at me if you're on the staff and say, no, we practice. Okay. Well, you don't.
You don't.
You don't. Because it shows when these other teams come out and the way they hit you and the way they jump on top. Like, do you remember when we had violent guys? You remember what Mekhi Becton would do to guys? He would knock them on the ground. He would jump on top of them. You were like, golly.
Just do that dive.
Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah. And you win eight games. And he went to the league and was a first round pick.
Don't tell me I don't see what I see with my own two eyes. I know what it looks like when guys, it's okay to run out of bounds. And I know how bad of a decision it was to watch the quarterbacks were the only ones not running out of bounds. That pissed me off to high heaven.
Yeah.
I should not be near that sideline and have 100% almost run out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs should not be running out of bounds when they have a chance. When they get somebody going on their back feet and they run out of bounds,
yep.
I'm telling you, you're just setting it up to get pounded on for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Don't tell me I don't see what I see on that. Again, that can be, you can develop a game plan. You can take some time and say, hey, we're going to have the most violent camps that you have ever had. This is the start, you know, from the weight room. Y'all going to have to prepare your bodies to be more violent.
When you're bringing in guys that fit that bill, I mean, did you see the Pierce Clarkson thing? Like, he got hurt in the game and come back in, and they were like, you know, man, you know, he looked like he took a pretty big injury there. And and Pierce Clarkson was like, I would have died before I lost this game. Because they beat us. And that's literally what he said. He was like, I was fully prepared to die. Like, I was not going to lose to Matter Day again.
Right.
After they beat us earlier this year.
Right.
It's like, okay, don't coach that out of him, please.
Yeah, so he has that coming in here, you know?
Yes.
And then it's like, it's impossible. It's impossible to get through a spring break, a spring camp 100% healthy.
Yeah, look, he posted a tweet today still making fun of his rival. You know what? Next year, if he wants to skip down the middle of his rival, let him. Let him. Okay? Don't be like, now, Pierce, that's not how we win. Well, we don't win at all. So, if
we win a little, Steve. Come on now.
No, I'm talking in the rival. I know. If he wants to walk through and tap each one of them on the helmet and just skip through and just mock them, let him do it. Like, you know what? Don't coach that out of these guys. And that I'm not saying they will do. I will, and I would say it to a coach. I don't think the practices are violent enough because I don't see that on the field.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't have to look at one practice. I don't have to see one practice.
It can be. Like just
that has to change.
And I trust them in the portal, and the recruiting class is good. So I have a lot of hope for next year. I do.
As always, 8150 93.9 is the number. 38-31-93-9 is the text line. The YouTube channel is made for the bill. It takes Marcus Maven. 939 the bill.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.